സദാശിവസമാരംഭം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം.
ശ്ലോക നമ്പർ 246.
നേദം നേദം കൽപിതത്വാന്ന സത്യം. രജ്ജോ ദൃഷ്ടവ്യാലമസ്വപ്നവച്ച രജ്ജോ ദൃഷ്ടവ്യാലസ്വപ്നവച്ച ഇത്ഥം ദൃശ്യം സാധുയുക്ത്യാ വ്യപോഹ്യ. ജ്ഞേയഃ പശ്ചാദേകഭാവസ്തയോര്യഃ
ശങ്കരാചാര്യ നെഗേറ്റിംഗ് ദ ഹോൾ ഡ്യുവലിസ്റ്റിക് വേൾഡ് by taking the pramana from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, that is nedam nedam na idam na idam neti neti iti vakyena. Iti means anything that is objectified is called iti. Not this, not this. This means whenever we say it is objectified by me, this whenever I say, that is an object of me. I am the subject, that this is an object. This world, when I say, this world is an object. So idam, iti, idam, idam jagat, this world, idam shariram, this body. So whenever I use this, that means it conveys that is an object. All these are kalpitam. Kalpitam means imagined by me. Kalpitatvat. The whole world, the people, the objects, all, whatever I am seeing, idam sarvam kalpitam eva. Na satyam, they are not having any truth in them. Na satyam. Then why it is appearing as satyam to me? Like example he is giving, just as rajjo ദൃഷ്ട വ്യാലവത്ത്. വ്യാല മീൻസ് സർപ്പൻറ്റ്, സ്നേക്ക്. ജസ്റ്റ് ആസ് യു സീ ദ സ്നേക്ക് ഓൺ ദ റോപ്പ്, റജ്ജൗ മീൻസ് ഓൺ ദ റോപ്പ്, സപ്തമി ലൊക്കേറ്റീവ് കേസ്, ഓൺ ദ റോപ്പ് റജ്ജൗ. ദൃഷ്ട ദറ്റ് വിച്ച് ആസ് സീൻ ഓൺ ദ റോപ്പ് Rajjau. What I have seen? Vyalana. the snake. Just as you have seen the snake on the rope, similarly, you are seeing the whole Nama Rupa on the Brahman. Just as I see the snake on the rope, which is not there, for that snake, what is the Adhara, substratum, source, na, rope? Without that rope, can I see this snake? No. Similarly, these names and forms, idam sarvam jagat, whatever I am seeing, because of whom I am seeing, really speaking, because of Brahman. On the Brahman, I am seeing these names and forms. But when I am seeing the snake on the rope, that I do not know that is rope. I do not know that is rope. What I know? That is snake. Similarly, I do not know, I am seeing that every name and form on the Brahman, I do not know. As an Ajnani, I do not know. When can I know that is a snake? It is rope, it is not snake. When can I know? When I have a proper light. Because of dim light, I am seeing the snake. So if I put torch light or full light, then what I see? Rope. As rope I see. Now what am I seeing? Rope as snake. So what I require to see the rope as rope? Light is required. Similarly, to see Brahman as Brahman, what I require? Knowledge, jnana. There torch light is required, light is required. Here jnana deepam is required. Once somebody has to operate, you have to put the switch, you have to operate the torch light, somebody has to take care of. Similarly, Shastra, the Guru is the one who is operating the Shastra. Then I get knowledge. Once I get knowledge, what I see? I see Brahman alone. That's what he says here. Ittham drishyam sadhu yukya vyapohya. Ittham drishyam, the whole drishya prapancham. This world, drishya prapancham means that which is objectified by me. Drishyam. I am the druk, I am the seer. The whole world is seen by me, seeing by me. Now at present also, drishyam vyapohya, having negated. Vyapohya, how you have to negate? Sadhu yuktya. Sadhu yukti means Shruti sammata tarkena. Tarka means logic. Logic means yukti. We have to think. Yukti means wherever there is reasoning, there is thinking involved. There is thinking involved. Reason means rational. Rational means thinking. Analysis. That is called yukti. That is why anybody is talking, suppose, hey, it is fully illogical, don't talk like that, we say. It is not reasonable. It can never happen like that, we say. So, logicality also important. Important word is what? Sadhu yuktyana. Just yukti won't work. A yukti that which is backed by the Shastra Pramanam. Shruti must be primary and logic must be secondary. Take the help of logic. Main is Pramanam, Shastra Pramanam, Shruti Pramanam. with logic we have to go. That is called sadhuyuktya. Not just blindly. Swamini is sitting there, sannyasini, I respect her, she is talking so nicely, I love her, therefore I listen whatever she says, I like her teaching. Doesn't work. Your intellect will never accept all these beliefs. Keep all your affection, respect, ashrama, highest ashrama, you keep for your sake. In your mind itself, all these discussions will take place. Your rational part of mind, intellect, that antahkaranam, will not withstand with this type of respect, belief, faith. Okay, ethanale, the intellect questions. Because intellect is very, very honest. Every intellect is honest. Every person's intellect is honest. It can never withstand for belief, just faith. These are all only at the mental level. Our intellect is there, that faculty I have to satisfy. Therefore, that is called yukti here. It is not just like nodding the head. You cannot nod your head 10 years, 15 years. You may nod your head 5 years, 6 years. Later, your intellect start thinking, is there any truth in this? Why I am doing this? Verification. I want verification. That is called doubtless knowledge. Doubtless knowledge. I have no doubt at all. It is no more a belief, it is a fact. Adha sadhu yuktya vyapohya. Not just my teacher says, Veda says, Upanishad says, that I respect Vedic heritage. However much your great Vedic heritage or Veda great or your teacher's parampara is great, doesn't matter. Who bother? My intellect has to be convinced. So therefore, Shastra says, yes, your intellect will be convinced if you understand properly. If you study properly, systematically, your intellect will be convinced. It is a fact. It is the only fact, nothing else. No one can shake you. This is the wisdom given by our ancestors, seers from time immemorial. The time-tested wisdom. It is not just a parampara, it is not a belief. Understand, try to understand. It is not a belief. That is called vyapohyanar. That bhranti I have to give up. This yukti, sadhu yukti is possible only by constant, consistent listening. Otherwise it is not possible at all. By constant, by sharp mind, intellect, sukshma buddhya alone, you can grasp. Then you can own up. It become a fact for you. It is no more require, it never require any verification from outside. The knowledge is that it will never seek any person's, other person's verification. Enak Brahma Jnana vandhata leda konjam chullupa. No guru is required to say, now you are qualified, you are Jivan Muktaha. No guru will come and say. Try to understand. No guru can say, need not say, you are Jivan Muktaha. Who has to say Jivan Muktaha, aham Jivan Muktaha? I have to say, I have to claim, not any. Swamini, I am coming so many years to your class. One day you announce, ஐ ஆம் ஏ ஜீவன் முக்தஹான்னு இவ்வளோ கஷ்டப்படி படிச்சுட்டு இருக்கேன், ரைட்டிங் த நோட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ அண்ட் தட் ஆல்சோ ஐ ஆம் யுவர் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்னோ ஐ கான்ட் யூ அனௌன்ஸ். ஃபார்ச்சுனேட்லி ஆர் அன்ஃபார்ச்சுனேட்லி நோ டீச்சர் கேன் அனௌன்ஸ் பிகாஸ் நோ டீச்சர் நோஸ் தட் யூ ஆர் ஏ ஜீவன் முக்தா ஆர் நாட் பிகாஸ் யூ அலோன் கேன் நோ தட் யூ ஆர் ஏ ஜீவன் முக்தா. Once you claim yourself, I am Brahman, there is no doubt, I am consciousness, I am not this body-mind complex. I don't want anybody's certificate or verification. Aham mukta, that's all. That's why nobody has given certificate. My guru has never got the certificate from his guru. My Parama Guru has never got the certificate from his guru. தி சர்டிஃபிகேட் பிஸ்னஸ் எல்லாம் இங்கே தான், இந்த உலகத்தில் தான் இருக்கும். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? ஓகே, திஸ் நாலேஜ் இஸ் நாட் ஜஸ்ட் ஃபார் பப்ளிசிட்டி ஆர் சம்திங் எல்ஸ், திஸ் இஸ் ஓன்லி டு மை செல்ஃப், டு ஓன் அப் ஐ ஆம் த ட்ரூ சத்யம் ஜானம் அனந்தம் பிரம்மா, மை ட்ரூ நேச்சர் திஸ் இஸ். இட் நாட் ஃபார் எனி வெடிஸ் சேக், not for any certificate. Try to understand. Adida vyapohya means never seek any recognition even from your family members, never seek any recognition, appreciation from your daughter-in-law or son-in-law. You see, I am studying scriptures, are you having any respect towards me? And never seek that appreciation or recognition. That's why a real Vedantic student is udasinavat asinah. Onnu theriyada maadhiri irupa avladha. That person alone is a real Vedantic seeker. He never utter any sentence that he knows shastra. He never blabber in front of anyone. He never publicize himself about scriptural knowledge or scriptural studies, what am I doing. Real student never talk. This is the adayalam. And real seeker who is going ahead in the shastra, getting the benefit of shastra, never open the mouth. Try to understand. This only intellectual understanding, claiming oneself as atma. That's why that person is very simple. He never shows that he has a knowledge. Whatever he has studied, where, when, what, all these things just are hidden. Such a student is a real mumukshu, a real seeker. Very, very difficult, not so easy. That is what Shankaracharya's intention. Sadhu yuktya vyapohya gneyaha, to be known. Having negated that bhanti, idam drishyam sarvam mithya iti vyapohya, sarvam brahma eva iti gneyaha. You have to know. Paschat eka bhavaha tayoho. Yaha. When what will happen once you understand this? Eka bhavaha. That Paramatma, the total consciousness, this Jivatma, Vyasti, individual consciousness, are one and the same. There is no difference. This comes in Murta Murta Brahmanam. That is that unnegatable. Who am I? I am the consciousness, which is my intrinsic nature, atyantikam. It can never be negatable. That is why natural intrinsic nature is what? I am consciousness. That's all. This is natural. What is agantukam? I am wife, I am teacher, I am mother, all these roles, agantukam, not intrinsic, they will go away. All the roles will go away. They are all apekshikam. Intrinsic is that which you can never negate. Incidental is that any time you can negate it. So that I was explaining natural and are intrinsic. Incidental, apekshikam, non-intrinsic, agantukam. So what is intrinsic nature of me? Consciousness. So in this I am the mixture body plus mind plus OC, original consciousness. Body, that is medium, RM plus RC plus OC. RM means body, medium. That reflected medium, body is like a mirror, reflecting what? RC. RC means reflected consciousness, like a mirror. In the RM place you keep mirror. The pratibimbam, reflected sun, is like RC. That reflected sun, mirror is here, this is medium. In that reflected sun is there. And who is, how this reflected sun has come? Because of original sun. So mirror is the medium. In that mirror there is a reflected sun, that is our reflected sun and original sun. Like that. Now this body is a medium, and the mirror placed in the body. In the reflected sun place, in the reflected consciousness. That is antakkaranam, sukshma sariram, archidabhasa, you can say. How this chidabhasa has come, taken place here? Because of OC. This is darshtanta. In the example, now tell me, mirror, sun, reflected sun and original sun. Now you vote for what in all these things? You vote for what? Original sun. Because this reflected medium is nothing. It has no lighting yet of its own. This reflected sun also dependently existing. Agantukam. Apekshikam, incidental. As long as the mirror is there, in the reflected sun will be there. Mirror goes, gone. But original sun? So how you are intelligently? Original sun, you vote for that. Similarly, in the body mirror, idukulla RC, reflected consciousness, and OC, original consciousness. Now you vote for this body medium or RC, reflected consciousness, or OC? OC, OC, varadilliya. You need not pay anything. So that is what? Vote for OC. Original consciousness. Vote for means what? Own up. Own up. Claim that I am OC. Because RM is temporary, agantukam. RC is temporary, agantukam, incidental. OC is atyantikam, it is natural, intrinsic. It will not go away. Na jayate, na mriyate va kadachit. It will never born, it will never die. Therefore, to own up that consciousness, I have to do shravanam. Now, jneyaha. That is called ekatvam. So this reflected consciousness is like a jivatma. So this consciousness, the reflected you remove, this consciousness is nothing but OC alone. Therefore, OC alone is there. Now understand, really speaking, reflected consciousness is a just appearing. Appearing, that's all. It is not real. Same way, the Brahman, the original consciousness, is alone real, that Brahman I am. Next shloka. Shloka number 247.
Tatastutau lakshanaya sulakshyau. Tatastutau lakshanaya sulakshyau. Tayorakhandaikarasattvasiddhaye. Tayorakhandaikarasattvasiddhaye. Nalam jahatyana tatha jahatyam. Nalam jahatyam. Bhayarthatmikam eva bhavyam. Kintu bhayarthatmika eva bhavyam.
So nishedha mukha vakyena uktam prathamam. Not this, not this. Neti neti vachanai nigama vochuhu. Tam deva deva. Shankaracharya writes in Pratasmaranam, negate everything. After negating everything, the negator remains. The conceiver, who is conceiving everything, the concepts, all concepts will go away. The conceiver, the one who conceptualizes, remains. After negating everything, who remains? The negator remains. Who is that negator? I am. Now here, in this shloka, that eka bhavaha means oneness in artha, in English, oneness. Even that word also, for understanding sake, in the even numeral numbers also, not that much admissible in this expression. Ekam, dve, you know, all these things, one, two, there are two. Jivatma is one, Paramatma is one. So the Jivatma has to mix with the Paramatma. So this one has to, there two, this has to mix with other, na? Appo oneness will come in. All these are expressions only for teaching sake, not exactly traditional, for understanding sake. Where is the question of merging here? Tell me now. To avoid that merging problem, no, people, and they give example, that drop, water drop which falls from the akasha, it has to merge in the ocean. And the example surely, it is a jivatma drop, it has to merge with the paramatma ocean. It's an event. Water drop merging in the ocean is an event. Try to understand, this is very, very, very problematic statement. And people were carried away by that statement. So I have to merge with Paramatma, I have to merge with Paramatma. Array, you are not there separately other than Paramatma. Where is the question of merging? This merging problem is a big problem. That is an event. Don't compare, extend the example. And the example only for example's sake. If you extend the example, you are trapped. That's all. I am a jivatma, one day I have to merge with Paramatman. There is no merging. Understand? For that only I gave an example. What is that example? Pot space. Pot space is like Jivatma. I break this pot, this pot space thinking the Jivatma. I have to merge with total space, I have to merge with total space. So break me immediately so that I can merge with the total space. You have to break this pot. Yeah, no, because this has to merge. This part space has to merge in the total space. If you break the part space, it will merge. That's why some people say, you have to die to get moksha, first thing. Yeah, no, part space, the part is the part space. Undu. And the pair is the pair. As long as the part is there, part space will be there. As long as part space will be there, it is part space only. How can it become a total space? Therefore, wait until your death. Ipella moksham patti pesade. Adella apparam. There are people talking. There are philosophers. It is a great philosophy. Never think of moksha in the body. In this dirty body, in this dirty body, you are thinking about moksha. What Shastra says, pot space is a name. There is no pot space. Pot space is a name to the total space. Understand? Pot space is never separated from the total space. If it is separated alone, it has to go and merge. Are you following? If it is really separated alone, it has to merge. But then what is this pot space? Pot space is nothing but a new name for total space. A temporary name for total space. Pot space has to recognize. Pot space has to recognize. I am not a pot space. This name is temporarily given to me. Even though I am called as a pot space, really speaking, I am a total space only. Because there is no distance. There is no distance. Actually, really speaking, this pot is in the space. Pot space recognized. And the pot space recognized. You, the pot, conditioning me, the pot space became intelligent. The pot space became more intelligent. Very, very, very subtle intellect now. It is telling, Ittananala, you are Yematrenana. Pot space, and usually, really speaking, you are the bloody pot in the space only. Priyada, you the pot temporarily came yesterday and the pot space is talking. Pot space is talking, what? You the pot came yesterday, day before yesterday and limiting me and saying I am pot space. You the pot really staying in the total space. Yaru solra? Jeevatma solra. Enna? You the body. Like the bloody and chunna. Bloody body. Body came 40 years back, 50 years back, 70 years back, or 75 years back, and telling you are Jeevatma, you are Jeevatma. Hey, the total space, eppadi this pot has come, this pot is in the space. Similarly, these bodies are in the consciousness. In the space and shalladunga. All bodies are in the consciousness. Now tell me, how to merge? All bodies are in the consciousness. There is no question of merging. That's why the prakriya has, he is again reminding us. Tataha tu lakshanaya. tataha. Means then means sadhu yuktya vyapohya, this whole jagat is mithya, it is only an aberration, there is no truth in that. Tataha, therefore, tau lakshanaya sulakshyau. Lakshanaya means lakshyartha. Lakshanaya, we have seen jahal lakshana, ajahal lakshana, jahad ajahal lakshana. So I don't want to repeat, I have already taken a lot of time for that. Okay? Jahal lakshana, ajahal lakshana, jahad ajahal lakshana. So tau, both jivatma, paramatma, now, paramatma now, lakshanaya sulakshyau. Lakshana means that bhagatyaga lakshanaya you have to take. Lakshyartha drishtya. What is lakshyartha? The definition of lakshyartha is upadhi vinirmukta chaitanyam. Upadhi vinirmukta chaitanyam tat padam. A padam, the word I have to take, which is free from upadhi. Upadhi means the medium. Upadhi vinirmukta chaitanyam. All the attributes belong to upadhi. Alpagnatvam, alpishyant, omniscient. I am a limited human being. He is Mahatma. Bhagavan is Mahan, great. All these limitations because of Maya Upadhi there, here Avidya Upadhi. Therefore, those we have to keep aside intellectually. Adi Upadhi Vinirmukta Chaitanyam Tat Padam I have to take. Okay, Tat Padam I have to take. That is called Lakshyartha. RM. RC, OC, individual body, individual reflected consciousness and original consciousness. Ishwara's body, Maya Shariram, and Ishwara's total consciousness, reflected consciousness and original consciousness. At the macrocosm level, at the microcosm level. So at the microcosm level, at macrocosm level, RM, delete. RC, delete. What I have to take? OC and OC. This is lakshyartha. Adi lakshanaya anartham. So where there is no contradiction. In upadhi there is contradiction. In between one person and another person there is upadhi bheda. However much honey, husband says, upadhi bheda is there. That is why you see, people when they love each other, no, they show in embrace. They embrace each other. Evvala embrace pannalum thrupti varadu. Theriyuma edukane? Kulandhaiyaan, anything, whatever you embrace, because upadhi. As long as upadhi is there, the limitation irundunde irukum. Adanal enna sonnamo? What you have to say? Aham Brahmasmi. Sonna adhu da. Real embrace anna, Tattva Masi Gatti Mada embrace da. Idu mele enda upadhila undu neenga sonnanu I love you nu chumma idellame not real loving at all. Ena impossible. Body level you can never get satisfaction. Emotional level you never get satisfaction. The what level you get satisfaction and thrupti and the eka bhavana. That is why Adarsha Dampati means for moksha's sake, wife and husband. Now we understand why family system, why wife and husband. Idhigda, idhella poche po, kala garbhatilo poche. Ivenna irukkena, hello, honey, avalada irukke. Every relation is meant to recognize the oneness. Try to understand. Every relation between everything only to find out the oneness. That oneness can be recognized in that best relation is wife and husband. That is recognized on this earth, in this Bharat, nowhere in the world. Every relation you can recognize, and that mutual wife and husband relation, it is very, very close. You can understand that Paramatma Swarupam. For that sake only relation, try to understand. All relations are meant for this. If I forget this fact, every relation is a threat. The day I forget this fact, the relation is meant to recognize the oneness, I lose sight of every relation is a problematic relation, including wife and husband, including father, mother, daughter, son, any relation. Any relation is a problematic relation. That is why Guru-Sishya Sambandha also is like that, the relation. The Sishya recognize the Atma Swarupam of the Guru. Guru recognize the Atma Swarupam of the Sishya. What a beautiful concept. Where you can find in this world, tell me. So, tayoho akhanda eka rasatva siddhaye. Tayoho jivatma paramatmanoho. Tayoho means of that jivatma and paramatma. Tayoho akhanda eka rasa. Akhanda ekarasa means sajatiya vijatiya swagata bheda rahitam. Attributeless. Attributes at any level. Sajatiya means the same species. Vijatiya means other species. Swagatam means adukullaye. In the Vedam ellame illamal irukkirathu akhandam. Ekarasam. Sajatiya vijatiya swagata bheda rahitaha. And that is called bheda brahmatyagaha. Tyagam pannanum. Enna? Bheda brahmani tyagam pannanum. Vidanum. That is the renouncing. The removing tataha means removing that attributes. Na alam jahatya, na ajahatya, atha, the jahal lakshana is not sufficient here. Even ajahal lakshana you cannot take here, because tat tvam asi, tat paramatma, tvam jivatma. Tvam is jivatma. Asli inda padam alla purinjukano. Inda tat tvam swamini. Here, tat tvam asi is a mahavakya. Vakyam eppo purinjukamudiyum? Adilo irukkira padam purinjada vakyam puriyum. Without words, meaning understanding, how can I understand the sentence? Vakyam anna sentence. Sentence can be understood only when I understand the padam, word. What is the word? Three words are there in the Mahavakya. Tat, one word. Tvam, one word. Asi, one word. All put together, one sentence. Tat, tvam, asi, one sentence. Tat means that. Dakarantaha, pumlingaha, tatshabdaha. Sahatau te. This is pumlingaha. Here, napumsakalinga. Tat means tatte tani, is it dakarantaha? Napumsakalingaha, tatshabdaha. That. That means what? That and nariya irka. That. That paramatma. Tat paramatma. Tvam, you. Dakarantaha. Yushmat sabdaha trishulingeshu samana rupaha tvam. Tvam yuvam yuyam. That you. You means, tvam means you. you. So that Paramatma, you. Tvam. Okay, now the word understand. Tvam means what? You, anartha. Guru is telling. Tat is a word. Now I know what is tat. Dakarantaha napumsaklingaha tat shabdaha pradmaha vibhakti ekavachanam. Tat. Tvam shabdaha is what? Dakarantaha pumlingaha. Dakarantaha trishulingeshu samana rupaha. There is no linga. Now you ki enna linga? Stri lingama, pumlingama. Is it masculine or feminine gender or a neuter gender? You annade no gender. Illiyo? So you. Dakarantaha trishulingeshu samana rupaha. Konja grammar. Okay. Samana rupaha yushmat shabdaha pradhama vibhakti ekavachanam tvam yuvam yuyam. Tvam is pradhama vibhakti ekavachanam. Inda alavu konja grammar therinjikanam. Okay. Tat tvam asi as dhatu verb bhusattayam. As means to be. To be. Be means what? You are. Anda paramatma nida. Nanartha? Tat paramatma, that paramatma, you, the jivatma, you are. This is the pada artha. Padartha means padarthavana enna bochangisha alla nenikadhu padarthavana pada artha tat padartha tvam padartha asi enna asti staha santi latlakara asti staha santi asi staha stha asmi swaha sma sma. So asi enadi madhyama purusha ekavachanam. Tvam asi, you are. You are లట్ లకార మధ్యమ పురుష ఏకవచనం అసి. ఎదుకు స్వామి ఇంత గ్రామర్ ఎలా చొల్లిదా ఆహణం అన్న వేరే వళి ఇల్ల అంత మహావాక్యం మరి క్లియరా పదం పురియణం గ్రామర్ చొల్లిదా ఆహణం. సో అసి మీన్స్ త్వం అసి, యు ఆర్. దిస్ పదార్థ. నౌ వాక్యం. తత్ మీన్స్ ఆర్ఎం, టోటల్ ఆర్ఎం, టోటల్ ఆర్సి అండ్ ఓసి. భాగత్యాగం పండడం. హియర్ ఇండివిజువల్ లెవెల్ మైక్రోకాసం లెవెల్ ఆర్ఎం ఆర్సి ఓసి. ద లిమిటింగ్ ఫ్యాక్టర్స్ వాట్? ఆర్ఎం అండ్ ఆర్సి అట్ మ్యాక్రో లెవెల్ మైక్రో లెవెల్. త్యాగం పండు భాగం, ఒరు భాగం వంది త్యాగం పండు. ఇంద భేదం ఇల్లామల్ ఇక్కడ ఎన్నదా ఓసి. ఇది పుడుచుకో. ఐక్యం అన్న అదిదా ఐక్యం. அதுதான் சொல்கிறாருங்க. கிந்து உபயன்னார் ஜஹத் அண்ட் அஜஹத். ஒரு பார்ட் விடு, ஒரு பார்ட் விடாது. ஜஹத்னா கிவ் அப். அஜஹத் மீன்ஸ் டோன்ட் கிவ் அப். எது கிவ் அப், எது டோன்ட் கிவ் அப்னா இல்லை ஓசி கிவ் அப் பண்ணி இது பிடிச்ச ப்ராப்ளம். த்ரோயிங் த பேபி வித் பாத் வாட்டர் அண்ணா. Hey, give bath to the baby. Take the baby, throw the bath water. Adi madri, throw the RM RC of Paramatma and Jivatma. Throwing anna enga? Intellectually understand. They are temporary, incidental. What is intrinsic, unnegatable? That OC. The limiting adjuncts I have to jahatya. This lakshyartha, which is not having any contradiction, OC, ajahatya, that means taking part I am giving. One part I am giving up. One part I am taking up. Adida bhaga tyaga లక్షణ. కింతు ఉభయార్థ ఉభయ అర్థాత్మిక అర్థాత్మికయా ఏవ భావ్యం. యూ హ్యావ్ టు టేక్ దట్ అలోన్. భాగత్యాగ లక్షణ, నాట్ జహత్ లక్షణ, నాట్ అజహల్ లక్షణ. If I give up totally, problem. If I don't give up fully, if I take limitation. If I give up everything, jahal lakshana, enna ahum, osi kuda poyidu. Jahal lakshana, if I see, everything will go away. Even osi also will go away. If I don't give up, these limitations also will continue. Aikyam is not possible. Therefore, bhagatyaga lakshanaya eva ekikaranam akhanda ekarasam. Part is removed, part is retained. One part is removed, one part is retained. The limiting factors, upadhi, is removed. That original consciousness, that part is retained. So then Aikyam is possible. And the partness removed. Periya part. Okay. The big part, Paramatma. Chinna part, Jivatma. Okay. He removed this part. The name form part. Remove this name form part. Medium and the reflected. Ullagirkirde. That you take out. What will remain? Space. Enna periya kashtam Vedantam. For a prepared person, it is like a halwa. Next shloka. Next shloka. You are all prepared, no? That's why for you it is like a sweet. Shloka number 248.
Sadeva datto yamiti hachaikatam.
Sadeva datto yamiti hachaikatam.
Virudha dharma shamapasya kathyate. Yatha tatha tatvamasiti vakyem.
Yatha tatha tatvamasiti vakyem.
Virudha dharmanu bhayatra hitva.
Virudha dharmanu bhayatra hitva.
Before going to shloka, I have given everything, no? Munnottam madri. Enna chunna ipu easy a puriyum ungalukku. Adukida munnadiye chollitan. Best example Shastra gives, before going to this Tattvamasi, Saha Devadattaha, Ayam Devadattaha. Saha Devadattaha, that Devadatta. Devadatta is a person. Saha, that Devadatta is this Devadatta. And the Devadatta rendu vaadi solana. That Devadatta is this Devadatta. Who is that Devadatta? That Devadatta is a small young boy with black curling hair, with a nice handsome body, a very stout and sturdy person. That Devadatta, my friend, with whom I have studied in my school days, Saha Devadattaha, met in this marriage function after 70 years. When I saw him, you know, 60 years back, you know, 10-15 years age he has got, we both are equal friends. That Devadatta, suddenly I met today in the marriage function. This Devadatta, how he is looking? White hair. No? This body, you know, what body? Wrinkles, body full of wrinkles. With the third leg. Kaila stick irukke. Kannadi potindu irukke. False teeth ella vechiruka, not able to see properly. Is not able to walk fast. Is not able to sit down. that Devadatta is this Devadatta. If I ask, hey, inna anda Devadattana ivana, ama, how we are able to say, the body, the differences in that body and this body, what are the differences? Age-wise difference, that tells that space-wise difference. Appo anda gramathil paathen ippo inge Madras city la irukken kala difference, that means what? It indicates the time, kala niyama, that time 56 70 years back means kala, that place desha, that kala, tad desha, tat kala, etat desha, etat kala. Now the kala difference is there, desha difference is there, but still that Devadatta is this Devadatta. Kala parichinnam, you keep aside, and desha parichinnatvam, desha also you keep aside, and bodily attributes, even he is not able to recognize this person. Who are you? He is asking. Childhood friends, but still Devadatta is not able to recognize. But still, he is same person or not? Same. How can you say? What we have given up? The differentiating factors, the kala, desha, the attributes, the bodily changes, all you have kept aside. But the person you have taken, the person is the one and the same. How can you say one and the same? Because you have taken out the all differentiating factors, kept aside. You are not destroying the person. To say saha devatattaha, I am devatattaha, I have to fight with this person devatatta. Give water, drink water. Edha saapidrala pala nalla saapidunga enna solli nalla alaga seva panni adhe devatattan da onnu pannaliye. I have not done anything. Innu upacharam pannita nan upacharam panni adhe devatattane anda devatattan da inda devatattan. புரிஞ்சுக்க முடிகிறதா இல்லையா? தாராளமாக, சந்தேகமே இல்லை. அதே மாதிரி தட் பரமாத்மா ஹூ இஸ் பர்வேடிங் எவ்ரிவேர், ஹூ இஸ் டைம்லெஸ், ஈஸ் திஸ் ஜீவாத்மா ஆர் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம். தட் பரமாத்மா இஸ் திஸ் ஜீவாத்மா இஸ் தட் பரமாத்மா. This Devadatta alone is that Devadatta. That Devadatta alone is this Devadatta. One or the same? One or different? Tell me. One and the same. Similarly, Paramatma eva Jivatma, Jivatma eva Paramatma. Eppo? When I remove the Bhagatyaga Lakshana, ya only. Illana inda odam vechirnaana anda Paramatmana yaaru sonna nee Paramatmani? As long as you don't recognize you are not the body, that statement is not for you. Understand? That statement is not meant for that person who is thinking he is body. The one who recognizes, no, I am different from this matter, body, mind complex, there is something, ani yaar nenikkirano, அவனுக்கு தான் இந்த குரு என்ன சொல்கிறார், ஹேய் தத்துவமசி, சீக்கிரமாக புரிஞ்சுக்கோ, இப்போ தான் கரெக்டு டைம், தத்துவமசின்னு சொல்லிட்டார். ஏன்னா இவனுக்கு கொஞ்சம் புரியறது, இதெல்லாம் ஸ்தூல சூஷ்ம காரண சரீராத் வெதிரிக்தா அவஸ்தாத்ரய சாட்சி பஞ்சகோஷாதீத சன் சச்சிதானந்த ஸ்வரூபா ஆத்மா அகமஸ்மி. ஓவர் குரு, தேங்க்ஸ். அதுதான் சஹா தேவதத்தா அயம் இதி இஹா இஹா, நவ் ஹியர் இஸ் அப்பியரிங். ஏகதா ஒன்னஸ் விருத்த தர்ம தர்ம apasya. Apasya means the viruddha dharma. The bodily attributes, the time, the desha, different time, different place, different attributes. Avana yavana na namakku sandehama irukku. Paakkaradhukku adayalame theriyala swamini. Adayalam theriyalana kuda still you recognize, you discover that person alone is this person, Swami. Anandama irukkillayo. ஓ தேவதத்தன் கண்டுபிடிக்கிறதுக்கு இவ்வளோ ஆனந்தமாக இருந்தா, நான் பிரம்மன் தெரிஞ்சா எவ்வளோ ஆனந்தம் வரணும், எப்படி ஆனந்தம். கண்டினியூ த ஆனந்தம் ஃபார் அப் டு நெக்ஸ்ட் வீக்.
ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.